I take up a next question. This question is very interesting and children find it very confusing to answer. The problem is that let us take a block of 1 kilogram and hang it from a ceiling by a string. Let us pull the same weight with a similar string with a force F at the bottom. Please have a look at the line diagram. There is a force of tension T1 in the upper string and there is a force of tension T2 in the lower string. So the first question that we should ask the students that whether the forces of tension T1 and T2 in the upper string and the lower string are they the same in magnitude? What is their direction, or are they different in magnitude, and what is their direction? And the second part of the question can be that if we increase the tension, the pull, the force F, with which we are pulling down the block, then in that situation, which string will snap first? The upper part or the lower part? Now this is something, again, a very interesting question. I would suggest that a physics teacher should ask such a problem and try to seek responses of the students. Now, for explaining this concept, it is much easier and always very helpful to draw line diagrams. To draw free body diagrams. So we would take up the free body diagram first of the block itself. Now, as you would see from the free body diagram that you are seeing in the picture, there are two forces that are acting on the weight. One is its weight, which is its mass times the acceleration due to gravity. It will be 9.81 newton. Then force T2, and the force T2, since is the force with which we are pulling the weight down, so the force T2 will be equal to the force F with which the block is being pulled down. And if the system is in equilibrium, the upward force, which is the force of tension in the upper string, must equal in magnitude the forces which are acting downwards. So the force in the upper string T1 will be equal to F plus mg. So the first part of the question is answered. The forces of tension, the tension in the upper string and the tension in the lower string will not be equal in magnitude. The tension in the upper string T1 will be the force F plus 9.81 newton because the mass of the block is 1 kilogram. The second part of the question, which string will snap first? That is easy to answer. If the tension in the upper string, which is the tension in the lower string plus the weight, exceeds the strength of the string, then the upper string will snap first.